Hello guys, this is Doug. Do you want to visit Japan? I joined Couchsurfing as host in Tokyo area, Japan, so far. In this feature, I will do surfing all over the world. Today's guest is Avner and Beret, comes from Israel. How are you, Avner, Beret?
Fine, I'm thank fine. You.
Great.
Great. This is almost last chance to enjoy cherry blossom in Tokyo. Did you enjoy?
Yeah. Yes, thank you very much.
Where did you go today?
Today we went to Ueno Park to see the sakura.
Oh.
And then we went to Shinjuku.
Oh. Shinjuku Gyoen.
Yeah. And then to Shinjuku around the station.
Oh, I see.
And we went also to Tocho
to
see the observatory, to see Tokyo. First during the daytime and then nighttime.
Could you see the Fuji Mountain from Tocho?
No,
not so clear sky.
No.
Can I ask some question? How about your impression of Japan?
It's very interesting, very nice. It's different, so we are still trying to get used to what to do, where to go, to find places. But it's very interesting. We are enjoying it in here.
Oh, how about the food?
The food is good. It's good. We didn't taste so many things because we don't exactly know where to go or what to order. But what we've tasted is good.
It's very good. Yes.
What did you eat today?
Today we ate ramen.
Ramen?
Soup. Oh. And then the breakfast we had some, I don't know, it was coffee with some kind of sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And we also got some rice balls.
Rice balls?
Yes.
Is this the new favorite food? Rice ball?
It's what we know, so for now we...
But I guess it'd be really difficult to find what's inside.
Yes, but
no, we asked with someone.
We saw that yesterday. So I
know the kanji character.
This is vegetable.
Yeah, this. Yeah, oh, you remember? Nice memory.
This is fish.
Mm-hmm.
This is fish.
Oh yes, yes.
Yeah. So somebody told us.
What is the sign of fish?
Not the fish. It's a okaka means a. Sliced, minced fish, minced and dried fish. Yeah, sometimes very difficult to find, no English signs.
Yeah.
How about transportation. How do you think about a train or subway?
It's very efficient, but it's very complex. So
complex,
you need to know. And it's very expensive.
Ah, yes, I see. When I visit Korea, I feel in Korea very cheap.
Yeah.
A reasonable price.
Food is not expensive in Japan, but transport is very expensive.
That's right.
We got today, we paid 2,000 for, it's almost finished.
And we
all day we walk. We just go to Ueno,
from
Ueno to Shinjuku, from Shinjuku here. That's it.
The 2,000 almost finished. I see. How about another thing? How about the telecommunication, cellular phone, SIM card?
Yeah, it's good. We had a problem yesterday, but today it's fixed, so it's working.
What's the problem?
The problem for tomorrow is to go to Nikko.
No, the problem about the SIM card.
Ah, the SIM card?
What was the problem with the SIM
card? Wow. I just... put the SIM card without his tray, and then I couldn't get it off, and we couldn't change the SIM, and it was very difficult to find a place that will fix it, because no one wanted to do that, or didn't know how to do that, or didn't understand us, and didn't understand the problem. So finally, we met two boys and girls, and they just go with us and showed us and talk with the people there.
Oh, really?
And afterwards, everything was okay, and I have my iPhone back, but now I lost the charger, so...
You had many problems with
that. Yeah, many problems, yes.
So some guys are working for you as a translator?
Actually, they didn't understand English at all.
Really? They didn't understand.
But they took us to the store.
Oh. They just go with us. And
in the store, we found somebody. They were talking Japanese with a guy, and he says, no, that's impossible. But then I just asked him to find me someone speak English in the store. Yeah. We found someone that speak English in the store, but then we could
Yeah, it was after maybe five stores we tried.
Stuck, but kind of such a nice experience.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I see. How about shopping? Did you shop? Shopping, go shopping somewhere?
We went to some department stores and stores, but we didn't buy. We bought maybe some socks.
I heard you visited Harajuku area yesterday.
Yes.
Did you go to Takeshita Dori?
Yes.
It's a nice area for young people, especially for teenagers.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah. Mm.
He's a little bit older.
Young people, all the young girl, you know, the kawaii.
Kawaii. You remember the word. Kawaii.
Onesa kawaii.
Do you know mean that?
It's a nice girl, isn't it?
I see, yes. How about another word for men?
Kakui ne.
Oh, kakui. Why you know? Yeah. Good night.
Yeah. My friend, he told me.
Kakui means cool.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool guy. Yeah. Kakui.
Kakui.
So how about... credit card or ATM, does it work?
We paid with the supermarket now with credit card, but we want to recharge the...
Recharge?
The card, the...
The transportation
card. What's the name of the card again?
Yeah. You purchased a pink one. That's what, PASMO.
PASMO, yeah. They said that we cannot pay with the credit card.
Yeah.
I asked him if I can pay maybe in credit card in another station.
I said
no, but I don't know if he understood what I said. Do you think it's possible to?
Possible, but depends on station and depends on the card. I guess PASMO accepts some special card only, special credit card.
Ah, okay. Mm.
How about next question? Any other special impression of Japan? What's the difference from your country?
Wow, too many differences.
Too many?
Here, everyone, if it's the red light, everyone stands. In Israel, people, I don't know, sometimes stand, sometimes they don't.
Like a New York style.
Yeah, and the girls are so cute. They're kawaii.
Kawaii, yeah.
Yes, they're so nice. And everyone... walks in, stand in the line before the train. They let everyone get out and then get in. It's different, and the train, the seats are hot, and the bathroom. Yeah, I don't know, a lot of differences.
Really?
Yeah, like very different, very different.
So I heard from foreigner, only Japanese people are sleeping in the train.
No, we are sleeping in the train
also.
We sleep in the train. Today we sleep in the
Tocho. You must be tired.
Yeah. In the Tocho, we sit on the floor, you sleep later, then don't sleep.
Yeah.
Did you come from Israel directly?
No, but I came through Istanbul. I was there for one day, but I didn't sleep for more than 1 or 2 hours for 3 days. So
you started from Israel, right?
Yes.
There is so much time difference.
6 hours.
6 hours.
Yes. Six or seven? Six.
Therefore, you must be sleepy.
No, because of lack of sleep, we didn't sleep the night before, and there's a lot of work to do before I left. So I didn't sleep at all, and then it goes on and on.
I guess you don't have so much experience in Japan yet.
No.
Now, how about your plan in the future? Coming days.
We plan to go tomorrow to Nikko. I hope it will be okay because we saw in the forecast that it's going to be rain and very cold.
There are always, changes in the plans.
The next day, I don't know, but maybe we'll be in Tokyo, but I don't know. And the Thursday, we plan to go to Hakone.
Hakone.
Yes.
I hope that weather getting
better. On Thursday, it should be okay. Partly sunny.
Afterwards, when you should go to Kyoto.
Kyoto. Nice experience. Yeah. There are so many temples all the town.
Yeah. But I just looked and it's going to rain in Kyoto also for 3 days.
Whoa.
For 3 days? I don't think so.
No?
But Yeah, now it's spring, the kind of rainy season. Usually we have a rainy season between the season is changing from winter to spring. At that time we may have rain, and also we may have a biggest rainy season in June. That's a changing point from spring to summer.
Okay.
So how about your advice for next couch surfer?
My advice, I think my advice is to be, I don't know, we still don't know exactly what to, because I think the best important thing is to be organized, to know in advance, to have a set plan for your trip, because every time you change a little bit here, it takes a long time or it costs a lot of money. But if on the other hand, like we have now, if you all the plan is fixed and then the weather change, you are in problem. So I still don't know.
Which means you everybody should prepare the second plan,
maybe
depends on the weather or something. I see. By the way, is this the first time for you
in Japan?
To the couch surfing?
No.
We also hosted.
We hosted a lot and we were guests a lot.
I see.
We started the first time, it was in
Iceland.
In Iceland, maybe as a 4 years ago as a guest. And then we started hosting, and since then we're guests in many, in Taiwan and in USA and in
Italy.
And where else?
Korea.
Yeah.
Not Japanese yet.
No, now, yes.
No, as a host.
Ah, it's a host, yes, we had a Japanese host.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yuki.
Yuki Onogi.
Where is?
It was 2 years ago, our guest.
Where come from in Japan area? Which area?
It was a tsunami, so his family wasn't from Fukushima.
Tokyo, but I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Because we asked him if everything is okay, so he said.
But now he's still in Israel for 2 years. He's still staying in Israel. He was stayed at our place the first night in Israel, and since then for 2 years he's in Israel.
Ofu?
He stayed in Israel. He was our guest the first night that he arrived to Israel.
Is it he?
No, it's a he.
Oh,
he. Yuki.
Yuki.
Yeah.
Ah, maybe you. Correct name is Yukihiro or Yuki something.
I don't know.
Yuki is just a nickname.
I can show you after the profile.
If we say just Yuki in Japan, that name is for girl.
Ah, okay. No, he's a guy. So he was first night, but since then he stayed for 2 years in Israel.
Israel. Oh, is he kind of backpacker?
He goes to Palestinian territory, volunteers there. I don't know.
I'm not
in touch anymore. But
I see. So that's it.
Okay.
Any famous thing about Japan in your country?
Famous thing? What do you mean?
Fuji Mountain or samurai or ninja?
All these things. Sushi.
About the Shinkansen.
Blessed, I think, the Shinkansen. Sometimes you see some in our country, you see some very crazy Japanese television shows.
Animation?
No, not animation. Like
what kind of
people
TV
making
program?
Jokes or I don't
jokes.
Know. Yeah, they're making jokes on television, like doing some things to other people. I don't know. I don't understand exactly what they do. And sometimes we.
This is Yuki.
Yuki.
Yuki means brave. Brave heart.
Okay. So, and of course we heard about the tsunami when there was. Actually, we planned to come 2 years ago, but then there was the tsunami and we postponed.
So, let's finish the interview today. Who is the person sent podcasting today? This is Tak. I like open car driving.
This is Avner. I'm an Israeli software engineer.
Hi, I'm Vered, and I like to read and I like to do yoga.
Hi. Dear listener, please send us your mail of your impression, comments, requests, and questions. It makes me super genki. then I can continue the podcasting. Email address is csoka@gmail.com, csoka@gmail.com. It is on the blog also. Who is the next surfer and where are you from, where are they from? See you until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.